みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com Newbie Series, Lori's Story, Lesson 27, The Most Critical Japanese Questions. Hi, my name is Eric, and I'm joined here by Naomi 先生。
こんにちは、ナオミです。
こんにちは。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask if there's something nearby.
And it's a review lesson for phone numbers and addresses.
This conversation takes place at a university.
大学です。
There are two parts in today's dialogue. In the first part,Mr. Mizuki and Lori are talking. Then, in the second part, Mr. Mizuki is talking with an operator.
Mizuki-san, Lori-san, operator-san ですね。
And the speakers will be speaking in
formal Japanese.
Don't forget, you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
So, if you have a question
or some feedback,
please leave us comment.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments, enter your comment and name, and that's it.
We're looking forward to it.All right, let's listen to the conversation.
Kaze desu ka?
Ee, tabun. Samui. Chikaku ni byouin arimasu ka?
はい、104電話番号案内です。
月大学の近くに病院ありますか？
住所はどこですか？
東京都赤坂 3-4-4 です。
3-4-5 に森病院があります。
電話番号は何番ですか？
お待ちください。
電話番号は03098-7-6-5-4-3 です。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
風邪ですか？
ええ。多分。寒い。近くに病院ありますか？
はい、104電話番号案内です。
月大学の近くに病院ありますか？
住所はどこですか？
東京都赤坂 3-4-4 です。
3-4-5 に森病院があります。
電話番号は何番ですか？
お待ちください。
電話番号は03-0-9-8-7-6-5-4-3 です。
次は英語が入ります。
風邪ですか？
Do you have a cold?
ええ、多分。
Yeah, I think so.
寒い。近くに病院ありますか？
it's cold. Is there a hospital nearby?
はい、104電話番号案内です。
Yes, 104 directory assistance.
月大学の近くに病院ありますか？
Is there a hospital near Tsuki University?
住所はどこですか？
What's your address?
東京都赤坂 3-4-4 です。
3-4-4 Akasaka, Tokyo
3-4-5 に森病院があります。
There is Mori Hospital at 3-4-5 Akasaka.
電話番号は何番ですか?
What's the phone number?
お待ちください。
Please wait.
電話番号は0309876543です。
The phone number is 030-987-6543.
Naomi-sensei, have you ever used this 104 service?
Yes, I have. Many times.
Oh, so you still use it?
No. We have computers and cell phones, so you can access to the internet, right?
Right.
So we don't use it anymore. I mean,
yeah,
I don't use it anymore.
Do people use it? Do you know anyone who does?
My mother does, because she doesn't use the internet.
Yeah, I'd actually never heard of this service before this episode. But you know, even if you know the address, it's pretty hard to find a place around here, isn't it?
そうですね。
Because most streets in Japan, they don't have regular traditional street names like they do in other countries.
Right.
Like Sycamore Street.
そうですね。
Right.
Only the main roads have street names in Japan.
Right. And even then, it's pretty hard to find where you're looking for. Because you know what? Japanese cities are divided into blocks, right? It came up in the dialogue. What was it? 3-4-4 Akasaka, right?
Right. 3-4-4.
And they're divided by dashes, right? So that first number in an address is that block's number. And then the second number is, it's a subdivision of that block. But those subdivisions, they seem to be really arbitrarily numbered, right? Pretty random. Doesn't make any sense, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, 15 could be next to 26. It's a jumble. So, Naomi-sensei, personally, what would you say is the easiest way to find an address?
Google Maps.
Yo, shilling for Google. How about Yahoo Maps?
Yahoo Maps is okay too.
No, yeah, they're all good. But, you know, as long as you use one of those interactive online maps, that's the best way to find a place.
そうですね。
Right? やっぱり Japanese people also get lost, don't they?
はい。次は単語です。
On to the vocabulary. The first word is?
風。
Cold.
風。風。
The next word is?
多分。
Perhaps, probably.
たぶん、たぶん。
The next word is?
近く。
Near, nearby.
近く、近く。
The next word is?
病院。
Hospital.
病い、ん、病院。
And the last word is?
案内。
Information, guidance.
あんない、案内。
Let's review how to ask someone's address and phone number. So, what's address in Japanese?
住所.
And phone number?
電話番号.
Okay, so to ask an address or a phone number, we use something?
は何ですか?
Sentence pattern. All right, so...
住所は何ですか?
What's your address?
電話番号は何ですか?
What's your phone number? Or what's the phone number?
Or you can use お願いします phrase. For example, 住所。お願いします。
Oh, it's just like what we learned in lesson one of this season.
そうですね。電話番号、お願いします。Your phone number, please.
But in this dialogue, these expressions are slightly different, aren't they?
Right. In the dialogue, 住所はどこですか?
Right, instead of 住所は何ですか, they ask,
どこですか?
Which is, where is your address, literally,
yeah.
right? And also, what did they ask about the phone numbers?
電話番号は何番ですか?
So literally, what number is your phone number?
Yeah, if you translate into English, it sounds strange, right? But these are common expressions we use in our daily life. よく使います。住所はどこですか?
So how would you ask for the address of a university?
Oh, 大学の住所 is address of the university. So 大学の住所はどこですか? Or 何ですか?
And how about the phone number for Tokyo Station?
東京駅の電話番号 is the phone number for Tokyo Station. So, 東京駅の電話番号は何番ですか?次は文法です。
On to the grammar. Today's target phrase is
近くに病院ありますか?
Is there a hospital nearby? Okay, so let's break down this sentence.
近く
Nearby
に
Particle indicates place
病院
hospital.
あります。
To exist.
か?
Question marking particle. So, you say 近くに, and then you put the name of the site or the place that you're looking for, and then you add ありますか at the end. Is there such and such near here?
近くに such and such ありますか?
So, if you're looking for a restaurant,
近くにレストランありますか?
How about the bathroom? That's important.
近くにトイレありますか?
How about the station?
近くに駅ありますか?
But in a real situation, I think you should start with すみません。
すみません。近くにトイレありますか?
And when you got the answer, maybe you have to say ありがとうございました。
It's best to be polite, isn't it?
はい。
So time to practice. Hey, Nami-sensei, are you hungry?
もちろん、of course.
Of course, because hey, you don't eat breakfast, don't you?
ね、no.
You know what? Let's try someplace new though, alright? You know, we're on the street, on the sidewalk. Let's ask somebody for an いいレストラン。
近くにいいレストランありますか?
That's right, we're looking for a good restaurant. And they give you a huge list of many places around here, not even restaurants, even cafes and all that. You know, they tell you...You know, there's Starbucks around here, McDonald's, Pasta Pasta, there's ramen, tantanmen, benito de gyoza bo, koko ichiban, curry, and all this stuff.
近くに Starbucks, McDonald's, Pasta Pasta, ramen, koko ichi, ありますよ。
And then Naomi-sensei, you choose your favorite one.
Koko ichi, 美味しいですよ。
Koko ichiban curry shop. Sweet, I love koko ichi too. So we decide to go to koko ichiban, but we don't know where it is.
すみません。ここ一番の住所はどこですか?
So we ask for the address of ここ一番, but they don't know.
わかりません。
So we call 104 and we ask for the phone number of the ここ一 in 赤坂。
赤坂のここ一番の電話番号は何番ですか?
They give us the number, we find the place and eat some delicious curry.
よかったですね。 That's good.
You know what? This practice really made me hungry. So let's wrap this up and see if we can grab some ここ一番.
そうですね。
That does it for today, but premium members, use the review track to perfect your pronunciation.
Available in the premium section of the website.
The Learning Center.
And through iTunes via the premium feed.
The review track gives you vocabulary and phrases followed by a short pause so you can repeat the words out loud.
The best way to get good fast.
Okay, see you next time.
じゃあまた。
風邪ですか?
ええ、多分うん、寒い。近くに病院ありますか?
はい、104電話番号案内です。
月大学の近くに病院ありますか?
住所はどこですか?
東京都赤坂 3-4-4 です。
3-4-5 に森病院があります。
電話番号は何番ですか?
お待ちください。
電話番号は 03-0-9-8-7-6-5-4-3 です。